The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Gordon Brown, Craig Forsyth and Richie McGraw will be in the studio. We have meetings at York, Fontwell and Dundalk to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark.
Good. Will you be at York on Sunday, Mick?
I will, yes. I quite enjoy this day. It's family day at York, and children under 16 go in free. The prices in general are reduced, but we've got a good quality card at York, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, the feature race on Sunday is the Garraby Stakes, which is a listed race, which we'll move on to shortly. But before we do, Mick, just a few of the news stories to touch on before we look ahead to Sunday's racing. We'll start with Olympic Glory, who was only narrowly denied a Group 1 win in the Prix Jacques Lemawa last time, and we're hearing that he'll return to France for the Prix de Moulin a week on Sunday before possibly going to the Breeders' Cup Mile. So that's the plan for him.
Absolutely, yeah. He deserves a big one, doesn't he, Olympic Glory?
Yeah.
And he's doing his fair bit of globe trotting, isn't he?
Yes, and while we're on the subject of France as well, another runner that may be heading to France is the Lark, who Michael Bell apparently is considering whether to give the Oaks Third a trip to France, another trip to France, or to stay at home for the Park Hill Stakes at Doncaster. So,
what's that dependent on? Is it opposition or ground or what?
The ground, cutting the ground is preferable.
Right.
So,
well, I suppose
need a bit of rain.
Yeah, he could get it both here and in France, couldn't he?
Yeah. Okay. And we're not too far, while we're on the subject of Doncaster, we're not too far from the ledger, are we? The
well, absolutely. I was just looking at the declarations for the first few days at Doncaster. Yeah, it's quite amazing how the season's gone. Craig and I were just talking yesterday about, it doesn't seem 5 minutes ago since we were at York for the Dantist.
Yeah.
And here we are talking about the ledger.
Yes, it certainly has flown by. Mm. Well, let's look ahead to Sunday then. The Irish Sons' Declan O'Donoghue is going to look ahead to the Irish action at Dundalk for us, but we're here to focus on York, Mick, and the first race that you've picked out is the 2 o'clock, which is a nursery over 7 furlongs, so 2-year-olds in action. Which ones have caught your eye so far, Mick?
Yeah, 7 last time out winners in this, Mark, and the weights are headed by Bow Creek, trained by Mark Johnson. Joe Fanning taking the ride, and he's got some decent course and distance form. He was third in a very good race last time, and I don't think he's overburdened off 84. Didn't really have to improve to win at Chester last time, and certainly needs to go on the shortlist, as does the second on the card, Remember, trained by Richard Hannon. Ryan Moore taking the ride. He made his Goodwood debut in that hot maiden won by Amazing Maria, a daughter of Selkirk. She made her debut in that maiden at Goodwood, won by Amazing Maria, who's gone on to winning group company very impressively as well, and then showed that experience wasn't lost on her by impressing at Newmarket last time over 6. She's a daughter of Selkirk, so if it keeps raining, it's dry as we speak, but there are some heavy showers forecast, and the ground is just on the soft side of good at York as we record this. I think with the step up in trip, being a daughter of Selkirk, she won't mind if it does keep raining, and I think that mark of 82 looks very workable. Another one to consider is the third one on the card, New Bidder, who was trained by Jed O'Keefe, had a nice 2-year winner at Newcastle on Saturday, and look at the horses that have he's run 4 times New Bidder, mm-hmm. and 1 of the 4. Listen to the horses who have been beaten in Peniophobia, Astaire, and Calice. And he got his break after those good runs in good style at Pontefract last month. I didn't think he handled a track on his handicap debut at Ripon last time over 6. but it was still a good run. And I think he'll be better here at the Knavesmire. And I don't think he's out of it off a mark of 81. And another one to consider is Zeshov, who we haven't seen for 86 days. Now, he was well backed on his debut, and it wasn't a bad effort, finished third. And then he was sent off at very cramped odds when beating Bureau at Sandown over this trip at Sandown in June. We haven't seen him since then. And then Bureau's come out and franked the form, and he's in off 81, and the mark looks fair enough. The 86 days off does worry me, but it's another one. I think it does concern the top of the handicap. I think the form of the four that I've mentioned is strong, and I'll be surprised if one of those four don't win. I'm just going to plump for the filly, Remember, the daughter of Selkirk, because if it keeps raining, Mark,
yeah,
she won't mind.
Okay. On to the 3 o'clock at York, then. This is the feature race there. It's the Garraby Stakes, which is a listed contest over 6 furlongs, and we've got last year's winner back in the lineup this year in the shape of Mince. She showed signs of something of a resurgence as well when third in the Group 3 at Sandown last time. If she could recapture her form from last year, Mick, she'd be hard to beat here, wouldn't she?
Well, Mark rose from 85 to 113 last year, Mark. She hasn't been as good this year. But, as you say, it was better effort last time when third in that Sandown Group 3, not beaten very far. And what you've got to remember is the best of her form last year came in the second half of the season, yeah, into the autumn. And she has won on soft. So, and she's got course and distance winning form. And the visor, they're switching the visor for the blinkers, replacing the blinkers. So she's got to go on the shortlist with Ryan Moore, has been booked by Roger Charlton. There's quite a few in this, though.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a cracking renewal of the Garraby, isn't it? We'll start with Hitchens at the top. And like Nocturne, one of his rivals today, his only major disappointment this season in a consistent season was his modest run in the Wokingham. But very solid form throughout. And he ran really well to finish only a length and a half, fourth of 14 behind Delegator in the Duke of York Stakes on his only start here on the Knavesmire last year. He has got that £7 Group 3 penalty, which might just anchor him, but he'd be there or thereabouts, that's for sure. Ladies are Forever, a mare that homebred by owner Reg Bond, Graham Lee taking the ride for Jeff Aldred. She's got course and distance winning form, Group 3 and first time blinkers in July. I was there that day, she was very impressive. The blinkers are returned. And don't forget, this mare was only beaten 3 lengths in the Group 1 Nunthorpe,
yeah,
at the Ebor meeting last time. I mentioned Nocturne. His mark's gone from 79 to 102 this year. And he's got some solid course and distance form as well. He was second of 15 to one of today's rivals, Mass Rally, in a very hot handicap earlier in the year. And that was under a penalty as well. That was at the May meeting on good to soft ground. And he bounced back from that disappointing run in the Wokingham. His only modest run this year with a solid second of 7 in listed company behind Tropic at Newmarket last time. So he's another one that's got to go on the shortlist. And another one who makes it onto the shortlist, and I think he's going to go off at a fancy price. You'll tell me whether you've got the betting in a moment for it, or the likely betting, but Hallelujah, Mark. She wears the tongue tie for the first time. She's fresher than most. She's only having her fourth start of the season. A stabler in much better form than when she was running up to just about 2.5 months ago. She hasn't run for 72 days. And for me, she ran her best race here in similar ground conditions to finish a length third of 11 behind Gracia, director in the Group 3 Summer Stakes at on the Knavesmire last year. And I think a repeat of that form would put her right in the mix. And I think she could well go off at a big price. I'll put her up each way, Hallelujah, in a cracking renewal of the Garraby, and a worthy feature on the York Sunday card, isn't it?
Yes. Forgive me if I'm ignorant here, Mick, as well, because I haven't had a chance to look at a paper for the last few days, but is this Hayley Turner's first weekend back?
She's been back. I think she's had about seven or eight rides. She's still waiting for her first winner back, but this will be probably a sixth or seventh racing day since she came back.
Okay.
So she's easing her way back in.
Okay, good. Mm. On to the final race you're going to look at, the Mick. This is the 440 at York, and this is a Class 3 handicap over the 6-furlong trip. And this is wide open, Mick. You could give a case to 2 or 3, maybe 4 or 5 of these.
Absolutely. I've got 4 on the shortlist, and who knows, I may not even have the winner amongst them. We'll start with the top weight, Lancelot du Lac, trained by Dean Ivory. Jim Crowley taking the ride. He got a course win to his name. He won a 7-furlong handicap here in May. And, in fact, he's run well here both starts, as I say, as well as that 7-furlong win. He was second in a maiden here on soft ground as well and last year. And I think that was on his final start, if memory serves. He shouldn't have any problems with a drop back to 6 as long as they go hard, and I think that's very likely. The stable remain in very, very good form. He's largely progressive, but he's going to have to be because his mark has now crept into the 90s. He's got to go and do it off 92 today in a competitive heat, but he's got to be respected, and the harder they go, the better he'll like it, and the more it rains, it won't bother him too much. Hoof Along very nearly did me a really good turn at the last meeting. Just got touched off. He's had a fairly light season, only having his 5th start. Back to form on soft ground here last time, won 2nd of 13 behind the well-handicapped 3's Grand. I did the podcast on that race, Mark, and I just knew 3's Grand was going to come and get us. But anyway, we didn't do too much damage with him each way. He's gone up £3, which means a career best is required. But he's on the up, and he is in form, and he remains firmly on the shortlist, number 7, Hoof Along.
Yep.
Bon Desire makes the shortlist as well. She's won 3 of her last 5 races, this daughter of Missou Bond, and she's £6 higher than for the last win, and that means another career best is required. But her mark's risen from 68 to 86. So she's been doing it all season, Mark. Every time she's won, she's posted a career best. So that's not beyond her. And she's very much on the upgrade. She's got soft ground form. This is her first start on the Naismeyer, but I can't see any problem with that. And she's very much respected from the O'Meara stable, who look like wrestling the crown of leading trainer from Richard Fye. I think he's about 4 or 5 clear. Fye's been leading trainer at York for the last 7 seasons.
Yeah.
O'Meara looks like nabbing it this year.
Which is some feat.
Certainly is. Mm. And I can't leave the race without mentioning the bottom horse, back of the queue, who he would want it to keep raining from now till 3:45 on Sunday. But this is his time of year. He's back to a winning mark, and the more rain, the better. And he's going to be a massive price back of the queue. Mm. Tricky one. I'm going to go with Mick Hoof Along, the main selection, but have a little each way saver on back of the queue.
Okay. Mm. Good stuff, Mick. Let's have a quick summary then, if you will, before you go. If you'll spin us through your 3 selections for your
one more time. Yeah, Trappy Nursery at 2:00 with 7 last time out winners in it. Remember, the daughter of Selkirk just gets the vote, but I think it does concern the top 4 in the handicap. We've got a cracking renewal of the gallery with many, many chances in this. I'm just going to take a chance on Hallelujah coming back from a 72-day break. Ran her career best here when 3rd behind Gracia Director in that red-hot summer stakes last year. And with the stable in blistering form, back on the Naismeyer. And she's going to be a double-figure price as well, so go each way her. And in the 440... the 3-year-old handicap, very competitive, 6-furlong and 3-year-old handicap. Hoof Along is the main selection, but just have a little either place only on the pro market or each way at a massive price on back of the queue.
Superb. Thank you very much, Mick. Enjoy at York on Sunday.
Thank you, Mark. Will do.
So there you go then, Mick Norton looking ahead to what should be a good day at York on Sunday, and you'll hear that on Racing Radio. You'll also hear the rest of the day's action, and we can now go to the Irish Sun's Declan O'Donoghue to get his thoughts on Sunday's racing at Dundalk. He's going to give us his best bets over in Ireland.
This is William Hill Racing Radio.
Hi, it's Declan O'Donoghue of the Irish Sun here for William Hill Radio, looking at today's racing in Dundalk. And I'm going to put you on a good one straight away. The 3rd race, the 3:25, the one to be on here is number 6, Treadstone. Now, hard to believe, horse running this summer wanted fast ground and three times met soft ground, but that's what's happened. At May in Navan, over 5 furlongs, probably a trip too short, was second to a very good Ballydoyle horse there called Stubbs. Now, was really, really fancy next time out in Cork, over 6 furlongs, very strong, well back that day, and I can tell you Tommy Stack was very sweet on him. But he was third, beaten half length and a nose by two very, very good fillies, Come to Heel and Candy Apples, and of course Come to Heel has gone on to advertise that form in great style since then. Last time out, dropped down to 5 furlongs, a tip, didn't get the run of the race, I thought, not well drawn, finished third, a close-up third again to Hurry Up Harriet, but everything is perfect here. 6 furlongs on the all-weather, everything is right, Wayne Lord on the board, fancy today, big time, number 6, Treadstone in the 3.25, and we'll make that our nap today. Now the next race is the 3.55, and here we're on number 2, Star Power, this one representing Jim Bulger. Likes this track, a horse with a lot going for it, and I think will be operating at a higher level next year. That's number 2, Star Power, in the 3.55. Has already won 2 of his last 3, a track and trip winner, everything going from today, well fancied. That's number 2, Star Power, in the 3.55. Okay, now we switch towards the end of the card. We've 2 bets for you there. And in the 5.30, we're going for number 3, Giovanni Boldini. Now, I need only tell you one thing about this horse. This horse had an entry for the Phoenix Stakes, a very late entry for the Phoenix Stakes, even though he was unraced. That really speaks for itself. They clearly think a lot of this guy in Ballydoyle, and he's a confident choice there. Number 3, Giovanni Boldini, in the 5.30. Now, on to the last race, the 6 o'clock. And the one we're on here is number 6, Like a Diamond. You may remember there was some controversy about this horse before. It was a huge, huge monster gamble. Didn't run in the end for whatever the ins and outs were. I've forgotten now. But later turned up here, ran a perfectly good race. It was 4 to a good one called Balmont Bell. That was his first time out. Should be a lot fresher today. And big chance. Knows what it's about. Has been around this track. Number 6, Like a Diamond, in the last race, the 6 o'clock. So our selections today, then, again, are in the 3.25, number 6, Treadstone. 3.55, number 2, Star Power. 5.30, number 3, Giovanni Boldini. And the 6 o'clock, number 6, Like a Diamond. This is Declan O'Donoghue of the Irish Sun for William Hill Radio.
So there you go then, the thoughts of Declan O'Donoghue and Mick Norton on Sunday's racing. It's York, Fontwell and Dundalk, and you can hear all of the action on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. It'll be Gordon Brown, Craig Forsyth and Richie McGrath in the studio. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Sunday's racing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.